This election season, VPR is reaching out to candidates for office to find out why they're seeking to serve and where they stand on the issues of the day. We're planning on speaking with all of the candidates for lieutenant governor, and today we're airing my interview with Dana Colson Jr. He's the owner of a welding supplies company in Tunbridge, and he is seeking the Republican nomination for the position of lieutenant governor. I started by asking Colson how he would use the office of lieutenant governor to help Vermonters.
Right. A lot of people view the lieutenant governor's office as a bit ceremonial, but I see it a little bit differently. First of all, you preside over the Senate. You cast any tie-breaking ballots. But here's the real power of the lieutenant governor, is you get to choose the committee chairs. Now, for instance, in the Finance and Appropriations Committee, I would be looking for somebody who's a fiscal conservative to lead those committees. The Justice Committee, you know, instead of somebody who wants to take away our constitutional rights, I'd be looking for somebody who wants to tackle criminal justice reform and the opioid crisis. So in that way, I can help shape what legislation comes out of the Senate and goes to conference committee.
When I hear you talk about constitutional rights, are you talking about specifically Second Amendment rights, the right to bear arms?
Correct. Those have been, you know, under attack, and the gun grabbers have been chipping away at our rights for a number of years now, and I'd like to stop that in its tracks and protect our rights.
What did you think then about Governor Phil Scott when he did sign some gun reform legislation into Vermont law? He is a Republican, as you are. Did you disagree with him on the bills that he signed?
Yes, I did. I view that as unconstitutional, particularly the magazine capacity limits, and I'm hoping the court will overturn that.
You know, of course, that Vermont is undergoing this massive economic shock from the COVID-19 pandemic. The state is doing pretty well, at least for health outcomes compared with some other states. But I'm wondering how you think we can rebuild and recover while also keeping Vermonters safe.
Yeah, we've got to certainly, you know, I was asked yesterday at an event, you know, what would be the first thing I'd want to do if I was elected? And I said, open Vermont up for business. You know, I'm a very pro-business candidate. I've got a lot of experience in that area. And I did an article that was published by True North Reports about reviving our rural economy, which really focuses on farms and the surrounding businesses that also are helped by farms, such as your veterinaries, feed stores, equipment dealers. Then we certainly are over-regulated. We've got to cut out some of those regulations.
Dana Colson, your personal life has been touched by tragedy, and I am sorry to bring this up, but it does have relevance to your goals should you win public office. Your son Austin was shot and killed 2 years ago, and this has prompted you to call for criminal justice reform. What specifically would you look to change if you were elected to the position of lieutenant governor when it comes to criminal justice reform in Vermont?
Right. So throughout that case, I worked very closely with the news media and the detectives with the Vermont State Police Major Crime Unit. First in search to find Austin, which took several months, and then gathering evidence. After that, I got involved with the Tunbridge-based intelligence-based policing group. It's kind of like a community watch program, but more. We were advocating for criminal justice reforms. And one of the big goals was running drug dealers out of town. We wanted to take the market away from them. And there's three ways do that. First, we want to take away the future market, which is our kids. So working with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, we were advocating for what they call the LEAD program, Law Enforcement Against Drugs. It's more interactive with the kids than DARE. There's role-playing. There's a bit of homework, so get some parents involved. Second is you want to take away the existing market. That's where the users come in. we don't have a secure rehab facility in the state. We do have non-secure facilities. But what happens there is an addict who wants help, they'll go in, they'll try it, and as they're detoxing, they feel it's too hard, and they check themselves out, and they got to go get their next fix. So what we propose is with a secure rehab facility, they sign an agreement to get in the facility. So the agreement is, you know, they got to complete the program. They can't check themselves out. They get some counseling. They get some job training. Maybe they do some agricultural work or other work inside the facility. Get their lives on back on track and get detoxed before they're released. Then the third aspect is the enforcement aspect, where we go after the dealers. A lot of cases, drug dealers, they get their cases pled down to a possession charge, and we really think that the possession charge should be, the punishment should reflect the amount of product they are caught with. You know, obviously, if they're caught with large amounts of products, they're a dealer. Lesser amounts, probably a user. And punishment should reflect that. So throughout this work with this group, we had a big event at Vermont Law School, which I moderated, which maybe good practice for being lieutenant governor. We brought in local, county, state law enforcement, some prosecutors, probation and parole, school principals, community members, a few politicians, and some media, and had a really thorough discussion about the whole process. And it was very informative for a lot of people. And so that's the kind of discussion I'd like to have in the Senate as well. And hopefully, you know, we can get the members of the Justice Committee to help make some changes.
Dana Colson Jr. is seeking the Republican nomination for Lieutenant Governor of Vermont. Thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
And this clarification, the Lieutenant Governor does not personally choose Senate committee chairs. He or she sits on the Committee on Committees, which names the committee assignments.